With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump seems pleased with arguments made at the Supreme Court on his ballot eligibility. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Former President Donald Trump told reporters in Palm Beach that he better be on the ballot since he says he's leading in the polls in the race for president.
Can you take the person that's leading everywhere and say, hey, we're not going to let you run? You know, I think that's pretty tough to do, but I'm leaving it up to the Supreme Court.
Where his lawyers tried to convince the court that he belongs on the ballot.
I thought the presentation today was a very good one. I think it was well received. I hope it was well received.
The case was brought by a group of Republican and independent voters and the state of Colorado. I'm Shelley Adler.
The lead plaintiff is a 91-year-old Nikki Haley supporter. Also at SRNnews.com, the results of an investigation into Biden's mishandling of classified documents were released on Thursday. In the 400-page report, special counsel Robert Hurt wrote that Biden's memory was significantly limited, also raising questions as to if he remembered the timing of his own son's death. Thursday's report also said that the president willfully retained and disclosed classified military and national security documents, but he will not face charges. Former President Trump says the lack of charges in Biden's special counsel report is selective prosecution. In a statement, Mr. Trump wrote, "This has now proven to be a two-tiered system of justice and unconstitutional selective prosecution," saying Biden's case is different and more severe than his own. Five Marines who have been missing in California have been found dead. A search began for the helicopter after it was reported overdue early Wednesday morning. This is SRN News. A Christian activist and his wife have written a children's book designed to counter the transgender message. Ryan Baumbarger says they titled it, He is He.
It celebrates boyhood, it celebrates manhood, it celebrates men who are masculine in a culture that constantly talks about masculinity as toxic. And we just present an honest narrative of men who lovingly provide and protect, especially fathers.
And it's got something for mamas and daddies, too.
After all the adorable rhyme and the illustrations, we have a section that says, what does the Bible say? And it just reminds Christians, okay, here are reference points. And then the next page says, what does science say? Because science is constantly reaffirming Scripture.
Last year, Baumbarger and his wife Bethany released She Is She, which does the same thing for girls. He says with public schools pushing transgenderism on small kids, it's important that Christian parents address that issue. This is SRN News. There's concern about a proposed mining operation. SRN's John Scott has more on the story.
A company's plan in southeast Utah to extract lithium is drawing concern on how the project could affect water from the Colorado River. An Australian company and its U.S. subsidiaries are analyzing saline waters deep underground. Anson Resources' plan has sparked concerns about the lithium project's potential water use, especially as the company also seeks rights to water from the Green River, a tributary of the Colorado River, the overtap powerhouse of the American West upon which 40 million people rely. John Scott reporting.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says he will deploy Louisiana National Guard members to the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas. He announced the plan Thursday at a news conference at the Louisiana Capitol. He joins a growing list of Republican governors who have offered state resources at the border. More details at SRNnews.com.